questions of the Gemara. Three lines up from the bottom of the Yomitz. Rabbi Yechon, Shittin Rabbi Yechon. Shittin Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon, Amma. Af Yedeyayin, Ami Yotz. Yedeyayin. Af Yedeyayin means he doesn't hold the Shinim of him. He holds, Rabbi Yechon holds. If you make kibbutz, if you make kibbutz in one place, it will stop you to drink anything in one place. And you change places, he yates it. You don't need to make another bracha. Avi deyayin ami yotzu. Now also, Rabbi Yechon Tamei, Rabbi Yechon Akut, says she's also, because the Omer Konin Omta Abaye, Omer Aptas, Omer Yechon, Echad Shin Yayin, Echad Shin Mokurim Ein Tzorach Havach. Rabbi Yechon holds, you never need to make another bracha. Shin Yayin, Shin Mokurim, you don't need to make another bracha. For the Baisa, Shinamokim, Sofavarich. You do have to make another bracha if you have Shinamokim. Shinayayin, Ein Sofavarich. But Shinayayin, if you have a different wine in the same location, you don't need to make another bracha. But if you change your location, you do have to make another bracha, which is a kash on Ebirchon. Tiyufta. So, in Achami, we have a steer on Ebirchon. Steer is Ebirchon, and Ebirchon is being refuted. Okay, let's stop here a minute. See you, Rabban. Echad shinu rebeich amar. So about 10 lines up from bottom of the Aleph. Rebeich amar afi de yain nami yotzu. Shein tzach lashtoi ulevorach la yain shebezeich hasudo. You do not need to make another bracha on yain shebezeich hasudo. Why? Even though you made the bracha in one in shul and Ari went home, says rebeich amar shelo yitzir tatoi betziyos meizak netes. He wasn't a Siyadat. I mean, the Yechon is not Chalik of Hesach Adas. If a day, definitely if somebody was a Siyadat from drinking and now wants to drink again, he definitely has to make another bracha. Just the Yechon is Chalik on the Nakuda, which we started the Sugya about 2 weeks ago. We learned that when you change place and change location, that's like Hesach Adas. Remember that when we learned in Rashbam, I think it is. Rashbam, the last Rashbam of the previous onwards, last Rashbam of Sukkot and Beit, he said that you're not Yetziyayin, Tahavale Hesach Adas. He changed the location, that's like Hesach Adas. Rebirchon is chelik on that. Rebirchon said, since you were planning on continuing to eat, since you're planning on continuing to eat or drink, so Mela, that's not Hesach Adas. Says Rebirchon, that's what the Rashbam here is pointing out, that if you made Kiddush in Shul and you drank in Shul and then you went home, you do not need another bracha because lo yisir datoi pisi osim yisakneses shadayin daitoi zudatoi lechol v'lishtet v'lishtet. He still intended to continue to eat and drink at home. So that's just as a b'yechon. So af yedayayin ami yosim. You know the word af, yeah?
What is the so question of yisakadat? If he starts talking to somebody at a shul, that has a dad,
no.
Does he have a son?
No.
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 Because nowadays, that would be a dad for a case of
when you're eating a meal. When you're eating a meal, you don't talk when you're eating. You made a bracha mitzvah and you ate a bit of bread and then you talk. Why is there no Hesach Adas? Because there's no Hesach Adas. Hesach Adas means that it's involved in something else. Yeah, it wasn't. It's what you're talking about is the case that what would be if even Kuntavirchon, if you made the bracha bokeh and then he spoke before he drank. That's definitely Hesach Adas. That's definitely Hesach. That's Hesach. That's what you're saying about, yeah, Hesach. That's what you're saying by Tzitzadayim. You shouldn't be talking, right? Because you don't have to have a Hesach between Tzitzadayim and the eating. It's something then on any Hesach. Hesach Adas, no Hesach Adas. I'm still thinking of continuing to eat. Exactly like we have by meal. Rebirchon is exactly like we have by meal. Did you? Whatever we have by meal, what we have by meal, I'm planning on continuing to eat, that's good enough. So Rebirchon definitely agrees to that point. Just Rebirchon holds that since we're planning on eating, so there's no Hesach Adas. So what does everyone else hold? The Shinui Mokim itself is a form of Hesach HaDas. The fact that it started here and moving to another place is a form of Hesach HaDas. They were saying the Chiddush. They were saying the Chiddush. You were planning on carrying it to drink. It doesn't matter. Since you started in one place and you changed location, that's a form of Hesach HaDas, according to the everyone else on the top of the vehicle. Yes. Exactly like a meal. Exactly like a meal. Whatever you know the halacha is by your meal, that's what we're going to hold by one.
You step out of your house and then you walk back in. You're not going to do that again or anything
of that sort. No. If you touch something, you pick something off. If you touch something, tell me, then you do. So if you
check,
you probably can't. No, hygienically maybe, yeah, but not halacha. I like it, but you don't need to. So whatever, you're in the middle of the meal, you're in the middle of the meal, that would be a kind of holes. That's in the middle of the meal. Exactly the same. You made the bracha, you started drinking, then you changed location, but you had full intention to continue to drink. So you don't make another bracha. That's what Rabbi Shitz is referring to. So he says, well, it's af. Af yidayayin nam yotzah sounds very much Rabbi Yochanan all holds that you ate the Kiddush as well. Yeah? That he doesn't hold the Shin and Mokim by Kiddush. That means if you have Kiddush in one place and you eat somewhere else, you are Kiddush as well. And then he carries on next verse. Next verse, Rav Echad Shini Yayin. Echad Shini Yayin. Zod Erzbam. Shevir la Yayin Michovis Achers. He brought in wine from a different barrel. V'yesh le tam Mishuna. And has a different taste. Oy gura, oy mishubach. Those if it's less quality or better quality, ain't so for vav shin and say, yeah, you don't make another bracha, but if you are gotcha. So there are svam, avala toiva meitiv, but the bracha toiva meitiv, mi is mevoich. You do make a bracha. And here's a very controversial line in the Rashbam, im mishubach menarishin, if it's better. Rashbam holds, you only make hatev amitiv if it's a better wine. If it's a better wine, now drinking one wine and having a better wine, then you make hatev amitiv. But if it's not a better wine, or if it's a worse wine, then you would not make a bracha hatev amitiv. Right, we'll see in the Rishonim about it. Yeah, because I'm in a Maroyah, like it says in Maroyah, I'm a beast of I'm a beast. Even though they said that you don't make a new bracha on shinu yain, on a change of wine, so it means you don't make a new bracha gofen, aval oimer hatsoi v'amitiv. So what's shinu yain? Shinu yain hainu mechovis acheres, not in the same bottle, from a different barrel. So many of the brachas of Yerushalmi keeps us mevorchen on kol chovis v'chovis shorei v'pisech, and every single barrel that is open are mevorchen. So this is really like a little side subject which the Sugars throw into us, the Rashbam throw into us actually. The Gemara never spoke about it. It's the Rashbam told us this, that although you don't make a bracha b'pi hagafen, but you do make hatsev amitiv, b'tnai, says the Rashbam, that is a better wine. So it really is a side point, but if we're ready here, I want to see the thesis on this, and then we'll come back to Shitzur Yerchan afterwards. So thesis Shina Yayin Ein Tzorich Levoich. The last thesis on the page. Yeah, I think you all saw it yesterday. Shina Yayin Ein Tzorich Levoich. Miu Atev Amitiv Tzorich Levoich. You do have to make a bracha Atev Amitiv. Kedamina Baroi, like it says in the Gemara, in brachas, Tachman says in Madrid. Pish Hashbam Dafke Eicha the Mishuvach Menorish. Only if it's a better wine than the first one. That's what it says in Alachus Beilis as well. So we have a Rashbam and a Bahag. It says you only make Hatev Amitiv if the wine is better. The Chaimas from Yerushalmi says Ketzim Mevolkin. The Koma Abba Bar Rav Huna Oma Yain Chodosh VeYoson Tzorich Levoich. If you have Yain Chodosh and Yoson, you have to make another bracha. Why are we talking about Chodosh and Yoson? Talking about Yain Chodosh and Chodosh. Why are we talking about Chodosh and Yoson?
Yes, sir.
Yoson's better, that's right. Shinyayin into Avavoyah. And then in Brayton Shalom we carried on. Shina Yayin, you don't need to make a bracha, which means don't make a bracha often. Shina Mokim, if you change your location, Tzarech Lavarech. Hesach Adas, Kemoishu Shina Mokim. If you are on the Seh Tzarech, that's like changing location. Those are the words of this Yerushalmi. Mashma, Shirot Zaloima, Tayin Chodosh V'yoson Tzarech Lavarech. Why? Lepisha Yoson, Toiv Mina Chodosh. The older wine is a better quality than the newer wine. Aber shini yain tzarech stam shini yain ein tzarech levarech. Why? Here goes the words that John was looking for. Kim shein yedua. You don't know the second one better. This taste is telling us you only make another bracha to come to Ashram is if you know it's better. If you know it's better, you make another bracha. If you don't know it's better, or if it's not better, then you don't make another bracha. So there are,
you say it before you move.
What? If you have one wine and then you have another wine and the other wine is better quality, you make a third mitzvah before you drink.
If you don't know,
then you don't make another bracha.
And then taste it better, but you don't like it.
Ah, you mean you already drank it from it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you don't. Once you already drank, you drank. Yeah. Mio umse the bottle hoch y paligali. In Yerushalmi, there's another case which is not like that. The Ka'oma, it says then in Yerushalmi, I'll call Chavis for Chavis.
Every time you switch, you
all the wine tasters of the world got their habits from this. Come on. You spit it out. I want to know if it's better. What? That's where that all starts.
So
you wouldn't have to make a
problem. Once I finish this, that says on every barrel you make a broch. Even from a good to bad, we've changed. The Rambam was from bad to good. Right. Right?
What was so good?
Right. She said, even from a very good word of Yossi, superior to inferior. Even from superior to inferior, you make a bracha. Mirish litcho is. However, if we matke it, shahoyim avorich, you know why they would make a bracha? The fish loyam akiri im hoyo im. Loyam akiri. They didn't know if it was better or not. Aval im yadua shoshini gerah loy. This stage is now. This stage of the game is saying, if you don't know whether it's good or not, then you make a bracha, right? Here it's the intention of John. Four intentions said that they didn't make a bracha because they didn't know if it was good. He said, "I was shini yain stam ein tzarech levarachim shein yudu asher shein mishubach." And now Tais is saying that this barrel seems to be saying on every single barrel you make a bracha. We can imagine and say, you know, it's not steer to the Rashbam because they made a bracha because they didn't know if it was better. So at this stage of the game, Tais is telling us fakir that if we want to fit the Yerushalmi with the Rashbam, we want to fit in, then it comes out. If you're not sure if this wine is better, you can make a bracha on it. If you know the wine's not better, or even if you know it's the same quality, you would not make a bracha. If you don't know if it was better quality, might have been better quality, you can make a bracha. Although I may be made Yerushalmi fit in the Rashbam, I hold v'neir d'apil ha'shini gerua mevorech, even if the second one is worse. Tal ripo yei noisim mevorech. The bracha is not because I got better wine. Yeah, and the bracha is because I got lots of wine. That's the reason. I've got lots of types of wine. Olevav shalei ha'achin ra'yesim itai, as long as it's not much worse, shein yechid nishtayt ele mizich. If you can only drink it, the deicha means you're really uncomfortable drinking it, you can't make a bracha. Wow, thank you for the ribu. Yeah, you know. But if it's good wine and not such good wine, you would make a bracha. No. Most rotten, you do have to make a bracha, even though most foods you have to make a bracha, even if you can only eat a bidet.
Is it
zeta?
Zero pleasure from it? It's like a
zeta for you? If you're being forced to eat it, they're not. If somebody's forcing you to eat it, they're not. But let's say I'm going to eat some couscous, and I don't like it, but it certainly does something for my body. It makes my body good. So, if nobody's forcing me to eat it, but I'm eating it because I'm hungry and I want to eat it, but it's not very pleasant to me, you do make a bracha.
It's a decision you made
in order to make your wife happy. Yes, you would make a bracha. But if somebody's forcing you to eat it, then may not. The big shayla that's in the post game, it says, Khan, Sofanoff, if somebody's forcing you to eat something you don't eat, it, you don't make a bracha. So what happens if your children don't want to eat cholent or some type of fruit like that, or spinach, that's more practical, okay, they don't eat it, and the mother insists that they eat it. So she's forcing him to eat, and he says, I don't want to eat it. Well, if you don't eat it, then you can't go out to play. So he's being forced into eating it, and he's under bandit, so let's say. Doesn't make a bracha on the stage. Because he does want to eat it, and somebody's forcing him into eating. So the Yossi. Huh? The halacha is you do make a bracha because if you would know it was good for him, you would eat it. He's not knowledgeable enough. But it's similar. The other extreme is that people are never are very old and they don't want to eat, and children force them to eat. So again, the reason why they don't want to eat is because they don't know fully what's going on. But really, they do need to eat. Okay, but back to where we're holding it. So it says, places you do need. You do make a bracha unless it's like a brichuk, in which case you wouldn't. The tzarich bracha tzeiva meitiv being b'shas suda, being shaloi b'shas suda. Both at the time of a meal and not the time of a meal, you make a tzeiva meitiv. What's going on here? What's the chiddush here? The halacha is really to do with the next four words. The yochid ein tzarich levoich. You only make a tzeiva meitiv if you're drinking with someone else. So you might have thought that if we're in the middle of a meal, so I'm drinking, somebody else is eating, so at this moment he can't drink because his throat is full. So maybe since he can't drink, it's really an individual person drinking. So say it's not true. If I'm eating, drinking together with other people, though right now the other person's eating and I'm drinking, that's also called drinking together with someone else. Huh? That's what one of the Mishnayim says, yeah. But don't pass it like that. Mishnayim say, the Master brings us down, that if you're eating, drinking, you make a tzeiva meitiv. And if you're on your own, you make shechiyon. But we don't do that. Right. Yochid ain't so for Vorach, Eleka, Achine, Be'adei. Yochid doesn't make a brach if there's nobody else drinking with him. Kidemuchach, Baroya. Now here's a very interesting last two lines. This business of a tzeiva meitiv is only on wine. We don't find that somebody's having two breads, spelt bread and white bread, or wheat bread, or all these types of breads, rye bread, you don't make another bracha, tzeiva meitiv. Why is it that after by wine you make a tzeiva meitiv? Yes, Yossi. Not Petrus. Okay. Oh wow, very good. Okay, I want to hear, but let's try and keep that up for the time being. So why is it dafka with wine you make a bracha tzeiva meitiv? So I always understood, and it's true, I'm going to say now, I always understood, and we shouldn't say it, why do we make hatoiv v'hameitiv? Hatoiv is it's good for me, and meitiv means it's good for others. For instance, if somebody has a baby boy, you make a bracha, hatoiv v'hameitiv. It's hatoiv for me, and meitiv for my wife. That's hatoiv v'hameitiv. If somebody buys himself a new car, if it's a family car, he makes hatoiv v'hameitiv, hatoiv for me, and meitiv for my family. If he buys himself a private car that's not for the family, he just makes shechiyonu. Hatoiv v'hameitiv is always good for me and good for others. That's why only for drinking with someone else. good for me, and good for others. That's what Tzeva Mitzvah. But then the question is, so why only you buy wine and why not buy bread? So Jesus says something which is, I never knew this. I've learned this Jesus, I must have forgotten it. But Jesus says, because it's another time we make a bracha of our Tzeva Mitzvah. Our Tzeva Mitzvah is in Birch HaSamozin. The fourth bracha of Birch HaSamozin is Akeh Lovinu Malkeinu Adonai Barinu. Yeah, it's called the bracha of our Tzeva Mitzvah. What's the bracha of our Tzeva Mitzvah? When did they institute this fourth bracha? Haruge Beita, the time of the Chuvim Beit HaMikdash, they killed in Beita, they killed millions of people. There was literally millions of Jews were killed, much more than the Holocaust, were killed in Beita. And it says there that the Goyim, the Romans, didn't let the Jews bury the dead, and they were left there, and they didn't rot. And when they were able to bury them, and they hadn't rotted, they instituted this bracha of Atzeiv HaMeitiv. Atzeiv HaMeitiv was instituted be'etzim for a very tragic occurrence, but there was a ness that Hashem did at the time, which showed that Hashem still loved us. And because of that, we made the bracha of Atzeiv HaMeitiv. So this bracha of wine, says Tosafot, is directly connected to that, because it says in the Gemara in Gittin that when there was, you see the difference between the Einshim of Klal Yisrael and the Einshim of the Goyim. The Einshim of Klal Yisrael, the blood of the Jews, they irrigated and fertilized the land of Eretz Yisrael, and it says they never didn't need to use fertilizers for years and years and years afterwards. Didn't need to use fertilizers because the blood of the Jews fertilized that land. So when we drink the wine, we're giving shevach. It's a funny shevach, but we're doing our shevach mitzvah. The fact that the blood fertilized the vineyards, and the tafka began the volcan teaches ziblu kameim b'domeim shelisol. They fertilized their fields, their vineyards, with the blood of the Jews. And then when they do that, so now when we drink our wine, we're thanking Hashem for that mess of Beta. So I tell you, we make a rot shalei sicho, and it didn't get rot, and that means every time we're drinking with more wine, we're remembering the fact that their vineyards were fertilized, which reminds us therefore of the fact that the bodies didn't decompose, and Hashem let us bury them, and that's a bracha v'atzei v'amitzei.
It's not like all the wine you get comes from vineyards and baker.
No, it's true. The Gemara there says about the vineyards. The vineyards didn't need to. I don't know if Beit is the same place as Beit of now, but this area, if it is the same place, this area is fertile territory for vineyards. You go, you see it along, it's full of vineyards. That's what this valley going down from Beit down to the Yam is the right land for it. So that probably makes sense why they did it. Yeah. So Mela, that's the thesis. So the thesis is telling us one reason why we make Hatev HaMeitiv on wine. He also wants to say his other reason, but there's a Rishonim to say other reasons. I don't know if you looked at the Moshe.
Wine sustains the
Very good. That's why another reason given. If you look at the Moshe, those that have it, Mordechai. The Mordechai gives us four different reasons, if I'm not mistaken. Moscow says that this Shani Yain, this is the reason that the reason that Rafi just said this fatality, wine has two things. It's on page Lamed Hey, second column in the middle. Shani Yain, this fatality, it's Mitzit Said, it sustains you, and it's also Smuchi Misanchi, it makes you happy. The past only does one thing, it's only Said below Mr. Mech. Okay, Slayma. Another reason is because of Ruge Beta. Why Yain? Sure, other income. Moidam. Red wine is like the blood of a Rugi Beta. Like he just says. There's another, that's the extra reason he wants to say. Two extra reasons. Number one is that wine is a dual thing. It fills you up. And it's also Misameach. And number two, since it's red, and red is same as the blood, we remember Arugi Beta. So it's a similar idea to what Shesha is saying, that if it's Vidlu Kameem, Bitameem, and therefore we have to thank Hashem for the Kfur. Excellent, very, very good. Very good. I was waiting for someone to point that out. So we learned at the beginning of the Masechta that wine increased the appetite, and that's why, who was it? Used to drink an Erepes. Rava, very good. Damn, come on, come on. Rava used to drink an Erepes. I thought it was Rava, but maybe I stand corrected. I thought it was Rava. Rava used to, right? Rava used to. So the answer is that wine is depends on how much you drink. If you drink more than two cups, then it is it gives an appetite. It gives an appetite. So it makes you want more. If you drink less, then it fills you up. So, very good. So that's the halachas of Atevi HaMitiv. Kamavan, the halachas are vast. There's a massive machlik that we've seen in our Atevi HaMitiv, how we pass him. Come out every Rishon is chelik on this restaurant. And they all hold that on wine, even less good, you make it by Atevi HaMitiv. But Shittas, Tasas, is not. Halach Lamaita, if you have two wines, you anyway should make a bracha on the better wine to begin with. You always make a bracha Atevi HaMitiv, Bergerag Offen, on the better wine. And then halacha says, right, it's very complicated. I have to bring it to other people so that everyone can learn Simon Kupai and Dalit in Shulchan Aruch to learn the exact practical rabbinics about it. Back to our sugya, which our sugya is Shittas Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan held that if you change the wine, if you change location, what's halacha in Matzchai?
You
do not make another Bergerag Offen, right? Then you change occasions, not need to make another paper. Dog the taste, the second last taste is on the page. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Yidei Yayin Yotsu, Afi De Yayin Yotsu. Dog to Rabbi Yechon Omar, Umayi Sheshotu Bebeis Knesses. It must be referring to a case where they did drink in the shul. Even though regarding Kiddush, he ate the Mishmiyah. If you want to be ate the Kiddush, you don't need to drink wine. Maybe we saw a Kiddush to drink wine. You don't need to drink wine. As long as one person drank wine, you ate it. But if you want to be ate the Pepe Agopen, you need to drink wine. Even though by Kiddush, you don't need to drink wine, like I said earlier. But in and Yayin, regarding wine, you only ate if you drank. Because otherwise they have sick. And that's what Yossi was talking about beforehand. Abadah, Rabbi Yechon's Matzim, if you made the bracha on wine and then you started talking, or you started getting involved in other things before you drank, that's Abadah Hefsek. So the minimum fake is talking about Mitzi, Shemhistik, so last way of the world. You have to have a little sip, right? And then you can move on to another place and carry on drinking without making a brothel. If you didn't have that little sip, then you're not Yitzhak. Very good, right in the Gemara. So we said Rabbi Yechon, she told him, because Rabbi Yechon said, Echad Shini Yayin, Echad Shini Mokoyim, you do not need to make another brothel. Then we had this tuta from the Yisidu, because they wanted a Rashbam on the top, on the first Rashbam and Kapala from the base that we didn't do. So this is an important Rashbam. Important Rashbam to understand what's going on later. What is Rabbi Yochanan talking about when he says Shinu Mokim? What food? What food is he talking about? He's talking about
wine.
Wine?
No, yeah,
I know. So, Yechlon, Asa, you were talking about wine. He was talking about wine. So, Pasha, Yechlon, talking about wine. Rashbam here tells us that's not the case. When you build on going to Shitotoi, Echos in the Mokim is referring to, says the Rashbam, the Chol Dovanecha, Lomashane, apples, potatoes, tomatoes or tomatoes, all the same. You don't, in Mokim, in Mokim, there. The Chayzer, Vahutha, Mokim, and then you enter another place. Ain, so, the Vashnir, you do not make another Bracha. Chagoin, Shaloi, Hoyal, Ayesach, Adas, meantime. As long as you didn't have Ayesach, Adas, you do not need to make another Bracha. That's it, Rabbi Yechonon. Mase, Fake the Gemara Shaila from a Brisa. Shinui Mokim, Zach, Lavoyach. Shinui Yayin, Ain, Zach, Lavoyach. Hashinu Mokim, you do need to make a Bracha. Shiuvta, Rabbi Yechon, Shiuvta, Zod Rashbam. Shinu Mokim, Zach, Lavoyach. Says Rashbam, Kirava Shmuel. Omri, Yidei Yayin, Layotsu. Vityuvta, Rabbi Yechon, it's a Shiuvta, Rabbi Yechon. So Mamela, we said in Achami, Rabbi Yechon is refuted. Third line down in the Gemara. Yosef Idi Barovin Kamedev Chista. Yosef Chista Kamedev Shmeda Avuna. So Chista is now telling over to his Talmidim in the name of Avuna. Odomus Shinu Mokim Zerf Levoich. That what we know. Shinu Mokim, you have to make a bracha, which is like Rav said and like Shmuel said, that Shinu Mokim, you have to make a bracha. Leishonu Elo Mi Bayis the Bayis. That's when it goes Mi Bayis the Bayis. What does Bayis the Bayis mean according to Tosfos?
Different places,
huh? Yeah, room to room. Right? Bayis to bayis comes to bayis means room to room. Even room to room. Right? Shinu Mokim, even room to room. That is, you have to make a new bracha. Aval, Mimokim, Mimokim, which comes to bayis means Mipina, Lepina. Comes to bayis means from one corner to another corner, you do not make another bracha. So, Bhuna, is telling us a chiddush in the name of Bhuna, that Shinu Mokim doesn't mean literally that you're changing your Dalad Amis where you are. The Shinu Mokim means changing room to room. When you make a new bracha, if you change from room to room, you have to make another bracha. So if you change just within the same room, you don't. Here there was a chasna, and the hall was reasonably big, and I started eating one place, moved to the other corner, fine, no problem, no din of Shinu Mokim, because even Lepina Lepina, you are, it is no Shinu Mokim, it's fine. Omalei, we have Idi Ba'ovin, Hochi, Tanina, Bemasnitz, the Bey Rav Hinnik, the Bey Rav Hinnik. That's Shitakalala, then a Brisa. We have Chista, he's an Amoya. Chista obviously can't see Brisa. He's seeing an Amoya, but he's an Amoya, and they told him, you should know the Brisa says like you. Some people said it wasn't the Brisa of Bey Rav Hinnik, it was the Brisa of the Bey Bar Hinnik. Now here is a line in the Gemara that the Rashbam doesn't like. But Avuna Masis and Kamash Melon, why Avuna is going to tell us a Brisa? Avuna is going to tell us a Brisa. The Brisa says that. So what's Avuna telling you to us? So it's a Gemara answer is Avuna Masis and Loish Masniso. Avuna didn't know this Brisa. Never he told us this halacha. So Avuna is telling us halacha that if you change location, Lepina Lepina is not called Shinu Mokim. So the Gemara is asking the question that the Brisa says that. So I don't know, I hope you did this, Rashbam. Rashbam says that the choice. There's no question if an Amori tells us a Brisa. Amori is allowed to tell us a Brisa. There's no din that Amori can't tell us Brisa. Amori can't tell a Mishnah. A Mishnah everyone knows. And a Mishnah, all Amorim knew, and also the Talmidim knew. So you don't need an Amori to tell us over Mishnah. But Brisas, there's a Brisas. And not all the Brisas were put together in the Gemara. And therefore the Amorim felt the need to share it with everyone. And could very well be, maybe an Amori didn't know the Brisa. So maybe it's not a question if an Amori tells us the Brisa, your question is the Brisa says it. Because first of all, I want to tell it to you. I want to tell my Talmidim. And even if I didn't know that Brisa, there's not a question because Amorim don't need to know every Brisa. Says the Rashbam, Hochi Gassinam, the Masnissim, the Bey Avine, Kavosich. You see what the Rashbam did? He deleted the middle section. You know, this is what they told us in the Braisa. The Braisa says like you. And then he moved on to the next member, which Rav Chisda is about to tell us. It's a terrible mistake. Shekinu shittas gemara lashmeinu ha'amoyer adovim afurish. Shekinu shittas gemara, that's the way of the gemara. Lashmeinu to tell us, lashmeinu ha'amoyer, for ha'amoyer to tell us, dovo ha'amoyer v'braise is something which is clear in the braise. This is min, because at times, shein ha'kir b'kim b'braise. Then everyone knows the braces. The Gamamaya Asma is Zimlin de Loyodale. Gamamaya himself sometimes doesn't know it. Lai Braisa. Adamite lays the up and you know until they bring him a proof from it. So where did this mistake come from? Where did it come from? Afisha owed to Yosef of Chisda since they saw that after that the Chisda sat down with Kama Mishmeid and Ashay, he said something in his own name. Vito Loima. They therefore thought the Mechlal Shechod the Bei Mimasham Elamala Mishmeid Evuna, that they thought he was backtracking for what he said earlier. He said one thing in the name of Evuna, and then he Kilo was backtracking. He said, no, I'm going to tell you something else. So they thought he was backtracking what he said earlier. Therefore they said, oh, right, you said by that. The Gilbish Dvorim Kushazu, there's only two separate things. He says one thing in the name of Huna that was, the Mipina Lapina Zashin in Mokri. And he said something else, which he's about to say now, about Dvorim Atuunim Brochelim Krimov. Elashne Dvorim Amav Chisabahi. Right, the Chodim Shmei Davuna, the Chodim Shmei Tenashi. So two separate things. There's one word in the Rashbam that I have absolutely no idea what it means. There's one word in the Rashbam, I don't know what it means. And that is Bahi Braisa. I don't know if you saw this or you caught it. The last word of the second last line, Ve'ine el shnei dvorim Om Rav Chisda Bahi Braisa. What does that mean? Rav Chisda is not in Braisa. What does it mean Bahi Braisa? Two things Rav Chisda said in that Braisa. No, I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means Bahi Braisa. The end of the Rashbam, the last word of the line says Braisa. You see? I don't know what it means. Braisa means outside. I don't know. I looked around to see if anyone changes it or so. I don't know what Braisa means. So, I don't know what that word means, but says Rashbam, there's two things of Chisda told us. One is Rapina, Rapina is okay, and the other one is coming up now. The stool Yosef of Chisda v'koma mishmeid en Hashem. Now this, the stool of Chisda starts here, the stool Yosef of Chisda, and it carries on all the way down till Tana Rabbanon, which is four or five lines up in the, from the bottom of the Amud, Kufayt Amudai. It's a very long section. It's quite simple, the Gemara Rashbam, but it's from here and ends up there. Does anyone start the stool? You start there? Anyone else? No, not yet. So we have to start this. From the Suyas of Chisda till there. So the aim of the game is like this. We'd like, definitely by the end of the week, which means we have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday basically, and that's really the end of the month. Well, to get at least to the Gemara till Tana Abon. Okay? It's quite simple. The idea, I'll tell you the background of it, is halachas of Tzavorim Hatu'unim Brachimim Kremot. There's certain brachas that need, certain foods that need bracha chreina chasubis. So I mean, sholish, gosamodin. And they have to be said where you eat. And certain things that don't. For in the process, you don't need to say where you eat. So anything which you have to make the bracha achrina, where you eat, even if you change location, you're still connected to that original location of eating. Because the real enough is you have to really go back in order to make the bracha achrina there. Therefore, it's not called a hesbachadah. changing location is not called the Tzech Hadas. And therefore we're going to see that what we say about Shinim Mokrim, maybe if it's Rona Tzunim Rokhim Krimon, doesn't apply. I just want you to think about one question when you're learning it. I don't have an answer yet. The Rashbam tells us that Rona Tzunim Rokhim Krimon is Men Sholish. Right? Which means the iron is wrong. Wine included. Which means according to this, if you change location, you don't need to make a bracha, a new bracha on the wine. Right?
Yeah.
Means, which is by Rabbi Yochanan. First of all, it's by Rabbi Yochanan. And Rav and Shmuel clearly said not like that. So, does Rav and Shmuel argue on that? It could be because there's another opinion. So, I'm just making you think about it a bit, that it could be that Rav and Shmuel is giving like a second opinion in the Gemara. We'll see him yet this time. Whether we get to face this time, probably. We'll see how we go. Otherwise, Mi'at Hashem, Echidz Eel. Mi'at Hashem. But definitely, I want to get at least to learn the Gemara. Get called the Gemara until then. So I'm going to leave you with this. I'm in here today in the Beis Medrash. Anyone who has any questions, feel free to. Oh, yeah, let's see. Abinim Chai.
That's very nice. Wow.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah, also when you're
beautiful.
Beautiful.